Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dr. Meanham's with the podcast, actually on the show, about a half hour ago. Check it out on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com, or download the podcast, or stream the audio on the website too. Thursday.
Handgun ammo no longer available at Walmart.
I forgot it was Thursday. Oh. Good for Walmart. There you go.
But they still sell rifles?
I don't know.
I think. I walked by guns there, what, 3 months ago?
Yep.
Before.
Yep.
When you could just walk around a store.
Hey, shop where you want. Wear a mask. That'd be nice, though.
It was on this date in 1945, Branch Rickey announced the organization of a 6-team United States Negro Baseball League.
What year?
1945.
They got some cool jerseys, you know.
They do.
It's no Deuce and Bears.
No. Yep.
Did you order one of those?
No, because it's not actually a logo of a bear squatting in the woods.
Yeah.
It's really disappointing.
Yeah. And the Samsung VCR, there's not a VCR on the logo, is there?
No.
The Twins are LG. They're also an electronics company.
All right.
Is it the Dinos or NC? NC Dinos?
I don't know. You're the one watching more Korean baseball than me. I watched one.
It was on yesterday.
I watched one inning of it. It's on overnight live, then they replay it during the day. They do, yeah.
Yeah, so somebody needs to tell Carl Ravitch that. Stop giving time checks because it's going to air later.
Yeah, nobody stay up at 4 in the morning watching Korean baseball except for Carl Ravitch.
But I'll watch the replay.
Yeah, you will.
Because I am starved for live sports, and it's actually good baseball.
Oh, it's definitely good baseball.
But give me 5 minutes, and then let's lay a bet down, Todd.
When it's over, yeah.
Yeah. Let me see who won, and then I'll bet you.
Let's do it. I need some action. I don't know the outcome of the game this afternoon.
Yeah, but he would.
I'm going to find it out first, and then we'll lay a bet down.
Yeah, yeah. I lost $40 to puss, man. It sucks.
You're going
every
to cheat.
Day.
Every day. I'm down $260. Don't tell him.
Double or nothing.
Right. Why don't you just ask me for $20? If you need $20,
it's more fun to rip you off.
Yeah, I know.
It's
not that I need the money. I just want
to
have some fun.
I'm Todd.
You just want to get over.
Todd's betting on games that are over and losing and ain't figuring it out.
I can't catch a break this week.
That puss knows Korean baseball. He must have studied before the season started.
I got a list of 7. No, there's more than that. Oh, there's dozens of Negro leagues, teams that existed at one time or another.
Yeah, there, some of them lasted a few years, some of them didn't lasted longer, right?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is out of the hospital.
That's good.
One day after having non-surgical treatment for a benign gallbladder condition, she's going to go back to the hospital for follow-up visits over the next few weeks. And those visits will be to eventually remove the gallstone non-surgically. The Supreme Court conference calls that they've been doing have been going rather smoothly.
Are they Zooming?
Yeah, well, whatever it is.
I think it might have been just a conference, an actual conference call, okay. Like audio only.
You can hear the audio of the Supreme Court, right? Everybody can hear it, apparently.
They've been holding the oral arguments over the phone.
Because if they're Zooming, you know, some guy's just dying to crash that.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants a Zoom bomb, a Supreme Court session.
Wearing his robe.
So attorney Roman Martinez told justices over the phone that the right to robocall is protected by the First Amendment.
Oh, my God.
And that went something like this.
I'm going to be saying, hey, call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks. And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topics, then the call is transformed. And it's a call that would have been allowed and it's no longer allowed. And so I think...
Did Clarence drop a deuce there and flush it away? I heard a flush.
You got to hit the mute before you go to the John.
Play it again. Who farted, by the way? I mean, who was?
Going to be saying, hey, call your...
Good.
Going to be saying, hey, call your congressman and change these laws that apply to banks. And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topics, then the call is transformed. And it's a call that would have been allowed and it's no longer allowed. And so I think...
Yeah, that's not Ginsburg. She's still using the bedpan.
Sotomayor. Yeah. That's Sotomayor. That's Sotomayor.
Just dropping piles.
The only name I could think of is Sotomayor.
Do they know? Can they find out who it was?
Well, somebody has to admit it.
Yeah, no, somebody probably have to cop to it.
Right.
I don't know if there were like audio levels on everybody. You could see that the spikes for the toilet flushes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right. His VU meter went shooting through the roof. That could have been a Clarence Thomas right there.
Yeah, somebody has to give somebody else up.
off the air, they're all calling each other. Right. Who was that?
There's nine people who knew who that was.
Who flushed?
Yeah.
The Supreme Court group text just went off right after that. Clarence, what the hell?
Clarence, light a match.
So there was a Supreme Court justice listening to an argument and on the toilet.
Right.
Why not?
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
It is.
As long as he's listening.
Well, there's any number of lawyers and other people listening.
Oh, okay. So. Oh, Craig.
Lawyers.
Guns and money.
Yep.
Publicly. No, there have been publicly lawyers who have called the meeting.
You know, judging from the smile on his face, I think he did that on purpose.
No, I don't think he
ever
does.
Just to get you to kill some time.
Maybe nowadays he is, right? But no, it's usually an accident. I can tell by his face.
We do have another death to report, actually.
Brian Howe,
nobody had him in the Deadpool. And another guy that nobody had in the Deadpool, Florian Schneider.
Who's Florian Schneider, Craig?
Half of Kraftwerk.
Oh, yeah, the keyboard player.
The co-founder of Kraftwerk.
Yeah. Nobody had him either. 73,
no.
Right?
Yes.
They were
cancer.
German, all kinds of electronic group in the 70s.
Everybody pioneers of electronic music.
Yeah, I think they made the Hall of Fame, didn't they?
Did they?
I think they
did. Yeah, they're always mentioned as one of those bands
nomination.
That was very influential to everybody that you liked.
Yep. Yeah, I knew a couple of their songs when I was in college. People are freaking out. The internet's freaking out that Kurt Loder's 75.
Really?
MTV News, Kurt Loder. But Kurt Loder was always one of the, when he was on that show as the Kurt Loder, the news guy on MTV in the early mid-80s, he was always older than everybody else.
Yeah, he was like the MTV dad.
Yeah, you could always tell.
People didn't realize, I don't think.
Well, I knew he was older than us.
We knew.
Yeah.
My mind was a little blown.
But it didn't come up so much.
Yeah.
You know?
I knew he was in his mid-30s, in the mid-80s, and that would make him 75 now. But to see it in print, it is kind of freaky. Kurt Loder's 75. What's he look like now? And that he's not. I haven't seen him, you know.
No, I've got no idea.
But I think that freaks out people younger than us us.
Yes.
Because I think people that were, this is one thing I like about getting older is that people behind you get older too, and because everybody gets older, and to watch them freak out when they realize, because when I found out Kurt Loder was 75, the internet was going, man, I love watching MTV when I was 10. Yeah. Now he's 75, and you're 45.
Yeah, that was nearly 30 years ago.
Oh, you're 50, right.
Like an older version of Kurt Loder.
Okay. Yeah.
A little gray hair.
Yeah. Much the same with a little more gray hair.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. But he was always the oldest guy on MTV. He was probably.
He always was.
Yeah, 12
months far.
But I think we had more of a perspective being our age to realize that, hey, he was older than other people.
Right.
So 75 didn't freak me out. I'm guessing if you're a teenager in 1990, yeah, it would freak you out.
When was he done at MTV?
Yeah, because how old are the VJs from MTV now? They're probably maybe pushing 60.
There are no VJs.
Oh, but the original
ones. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All those guys are either Kennedy. Well, Dina Blackwood is pushing 70. She was older than also older than some of the other guys.
But that's when Kurt Loder
those
was on.
Those guys were all probably in their early 60s.
MTV when the original VJs were on there. Right. And they were probably, you know, late 20s, maybe 30.
Right.
When they started doing that.
Yeah. But you know, that's the news we look for now.
And Kurt Loder was obviously 40 years ago?
Yeah.
He would have been 35.
Right.
Carson Daly is doing the voice from his house now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going. They're also doing American Idol from people's houses, too. The people are in their own houses singing. And I only see the previews. I don't watch any of that crap.
I turned the voice on for a second the other day, and they were, like, doing a results thing that was just, you know, in people's houses.
Yeah.
And the whole thing always seems, like, inconsequential anyway, but it seems more, like, something's at stake when there's a crowd.
Right.
Now, but here it's just, like, this guy in his living room.
We're mailing this in. Right. Yeah. They're also doing All Rise. I don't watch the show, but it's a network judge show.
Okay.
They did a virtual episode where everybody's.
That's a scripted show.
I know it's scripted, but they did one with all of them checking in.
Okay.
From their rooms. I'm thinking, I don't want to be reminded of it.
Sounds unnecessary.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to be reminded of it. That's why that.
Yeah, it's hard to find something on TV that's not something that's just in front of a bookshelf.
I want to watch a movie where people are in streets and going to restaurants and bars and stuff that's real. I don't want to watch people quarantined because I am quarantined.
Yeah.
So like that's what makes that The Voice and America's Got whatever those when they're doing quarantine episodes now because they're keeping it live. I'm thinking, who cares? American Idol.
Yeah. So what?
Yeah, that depresses me more. I'd rather see a show that's old or just already in the can that, you know, shows, you know, like we're all watching. You know.
Yeah, I think they're going to start running out of those.
Yeah, they are. In about 6 months, they are, for sure.
That's why CBS is doing the movies on Sunday night.
Yeah, right.
They run out.
Right, they run out.
Yeah, it's hard to make new content.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At least 170 meatpacking facilities in 29 states have had at least one worker test positive for the coronavirus. 45 deaths reported.
But we're out of meat.
Numerous processing plants are going to close or have closed. So that's still going on, and it will be for some time. More than 3 million more Americans are now out of work. 3.1 million workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. More than 33 million U.S. workers have lost their jobs over the last 7 weeks.
A lot of these are going to be permanent,
too. So many
people. Yeah. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? You know, the meat shortage, really, I understand you can gain weight on other stuff, pasta and things like that. But you know how we saw pollution just clear up L.A.? If there's a real meat shortage, what if everybody just gets thinner and healthier? Everybody's looking really thin. Right? Everybody's looking a lot thinner now.
Yeah, but
meat shortage.
Then the complaint will be that the cholesterol medicine industry will be in shambles.
Yes, I mean, nobody's buying Lipitor anymore. Everybody's healthy.
There's going to be steak-flavored Jolly Ranchers.
That doesn't sound that bad. Actually.
Yeah. I might buy some of
those. Give you
the
flavor of a steak,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hispanics nearly twice as likely as whites to have lost their jobs. According to a Washington Post Ipsos poll, the poll finds that 20% of Hispanic adults and 16% of blacks report being laid off or furloughed since the outbreak began, compared with 11% of whites and 12% of workers of other races.
Right. Frontline workers. A lot of cops. There should be a lot of people in the big cities or African-Americans working those jobs.
Are there lots of people going back to work that don't really feel safe going back to work right now?
We'll take that call.
And are fearful of losing their jobs?
Yeah, about everybody.
Everybody.
We'll take that work.
Yeah, can you imagine being a waiter or waitress? I'd be afraid to go back.
Yeah, anybody that's been paying attention for the last 2 months, if you have to go back to work, you probably got a little bit of fear.
And that's the key, Puss, paying attention.
Pussy.
What?
Scared?
Yeah.
Living in fear?
I mean, you're going to go back to work because you got to have the paycheck if your employer says come back to work, but you're not going to do it completely carefree.
No. A friend of ours is going back into their office next week, and she's been working at home for 6 weeks, probably 6-7 weeks.
Yeah, and the cases are continuing to rise.
Yeah, so. Craig showed me a really sad a graph.
Yeah.
I mean, it took out New York State. And where the curve is actually flattening and going down, the rest of the United States straight up in the air. Straight up.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check that out.
This is what I didn't understand. They told us 6 weeks ago that it's going to hit the coast and come in, and the coast are getting hit really bad then, and when theirs is over, the peak will start hitting here. So we end our internment when their peak starts curve. I didn't get that.
Exactly.
Isn't that just the dumbest thing ever?
Is it starting to drop in California? Because they're opening a lot of beaches in California.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing, both places.
And their response has been pretty measured through this whole thing.
Well, they were early.
Yeah.
Well, and I believe I also read the other day that a number of these states that have started to ease restrictions, you know how they set out these guidelines of here's what you have to hit before you can ease restrictions?
Right.
Yeah, none of them have hit it.
No. None of them hit it.
They've
none hit it.
Completely disregarding all those guidelines.
Because I thought the plan was, okay, well, no new cases for a couple of weeks.
Right.
So are the numbers, it stays level or it drops?
Like, well, watch Cuomo. Guy's smart.
Has New York met that criteria?
No.
But they're slowly hitting not the criteria, but there are flattening the curve there, rest of the country
straight
up.
Just the last few days, I think. It hasn't been going on for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
He's more hopeful when you watch him. Well, hopeful about his area, not ours.
And he only cares about his area.
Well, yeah.
He's not a national guy.
No.
He's a one-state guy.
Yeah. He can't be. He's got to concentrate on his state.
Which is fine. I mean, that's not a complaint.
They also have a group of governors, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Jersey, and all this stuff right there, all together in this together. They're battling.
They had to come together.
Yeah, they had to.
Because they need a larger...
Yeah.
More buying power.
Right.
You know, many times the feds would have done that.
Right, but not now.
But not when you need somebody to blame.
You're on your own.
It's the federal stockpile. It's not for the state.
Yeah, if you need somebody to blame, then you can't help anybody.
That's ours.
Yeah. About a few weeks ago, April 13th, Earl Thomas, a defensive back for the Baltimore Ravens, left his home in Austin, Texas, after an argument with his wife over his drinking.
Man, let it go.
According to court documents.
That's not even the fun part of this story.
No, I know, but...
Hang on.
Jeez, the guy's drinking. Let him go.
According to court documents obtained by TMZ, Earl's wife, Nina Thomas, then hacked into his Snapchat in order to find him.
Uh-oh. Ladies, huh?
Not good.
How many ladies are in that Snapchat?
Nina found a video of Earl with another woman.
Earl.
And then used the social media account to track down his whereabouts.
And he was at that woman's place?
She grabbed Earl's handgun.
Uh-oh!
And went to the location with two other women. She walked in on her husband and his brother, Seth, quote, in bed with other women.
Oh, yeah.
Nina took out the gun and pointed it to Earl's head from less than a foot away, but he was able to wrestle it away.
Oh, gangbang with the brother?
Earl's wife said she just intended to scare him with the gun, even taking out the magazine, but it was later determined that a round was still inside the chamber.
Oh, yeah.
That happens sometimes,
right,
Todd?
You got to watch that. You got to pay attention to that.
Yeah, that's how fridges get shot.
A little bit before 4 a.m. the next morning, cops got involved when they got a call about a disturbance at their home.
Fridges get stitches.
When police arrived, they found her, Nina, carrying around a knife, chasing Earl, who had a pistol, around a car. Cops told him to get on the ground, and they both did.
Yeah.
She was eventually arrested and charged with burglary of a residence with intent to commit aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Earl was not arrested. An order of protection has been issued against Nina. But Earl, in an Instagram post addressing the report on TMZ, said the two of them are back talking and that he's seeing his kids. He said, stuff like this happens. You know, we try and live the best lives we possibly can, but sometimes it don't go as planned.
Stuff like this is
yeah,
not
what are
happening,
you gonna do?
Says Earl.
I mean, whose wife hasn't pointed a loaded gun at their head? I mean, really?
Okay.
It happens.
See, that's why you don't have a loaded gun at your house.
And who hasn't tagged a chick with their brother?
Who hasn't forgotten there was one in the chamber?
No, there were two. There was more. There was one of the one chick, Todd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was one of the one chick. Right,
so.
Wonder if you asked her to join in. Hey, now that you're here.
I love the fact that she said.
Oh, did we not invite you?
I love you.
Son of a bitch.
I am not discussing that with my wife if she does the exact same thing. If she catches me in bed with another girl through my Snapchat, we are not discussing it, and I'm not seeing my kids.
Well, according to her.
Totally, I can tell you that right now.
Right.
According to her, I would not be there. We would not be discussing it, and I would not be seeing my kids. So Earl's wife is a nice, forgiving lady. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, well, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.